Okay, good vach, everybody. We're holding here Parshas Metzora. The first piece is a piece from the Akedah, and he is speaking about the inyan of Pugam HaDibur. He's explaining how come Dibur is so chomer that you get tzaras for Lashon Hara and so on. So he's speaking in general about Dibur and why Dibur is a unique koyach for Adam. Okay, B'medrash brings a famous medrash Akedah. Ma'ase b'roichel echad she'mechaze b'yaras asmuchas tzipori v'yemachas oimim amboi le'misven samchayim. This roichel went around and he said, who wants to buy samchayim? Oidik alei kulalm. Everybody jumped on him. So he said, sell me, and he said, come to me and bring me. And he said, you need me, I don't need you. And then he saw in the Pasuk, Mishachavitz Chaim. That's the famous Chazal over here, the famous Medrash. And now he's going to explain why is it, of all the things we do, we tend to think that speaking is the least we do. You know, tzaddikim are imem matveis and harbei. To talking is cheap. It's for us, you know, it's a little achana, but it's not something that we really feel is so significant. So what is it? So he says, "Ache shemoisa ha'odom mishab alachaim skulos diburei." Being that man stands alone in the ability to speak, hinei hoyem ay mechuyav alav sheitzim idal seis fos of dava rak b'meshi shamlev deloy. So that's mechayev, that a person wouldn't say things unless those things that he says are uniquely human. Akodem hu mevuah mimasham akosev ayipar ba'apav nishos chayim v'tergim onkelos v'avas badim ruch mimallah. So therefore, Adam is called the ruch mimallah, and it's unique to Adam, like the Targum says. So he says the following point. He makes the first point is as follows. When we speak about koyach hadibur, we ask ourselves, we think of koyach hadibur as the sound of the voice echoing. That's not koyach hadibur of ruach mimalala. Because the truth is, animals also have some sort of koyach hadibur. They grunt, scientists identify 20 sounds, 30 sounds, and so on. The koach hadibur that we're talking about, the pnimis the koach hadibur, is something very different. The Maral says the seichel yuni and seichel hadibri. Let's explain what that is. A person, even somebody who's a weak, who has a very weak mind, has feelings, and it can feel positive feelings, negative feelings. Somebody is nice to me. Somebody gives me something. Somebody puts an arm around me. Somebody smiles at me. Positive feelings exist in the animal kingdom as well. What they don't have is a way to translate abstract entities and give it a concrete term. There's two types of koach hadibur. Let's go what an animal does. An animal, for instance, smells water. So water is a thing, and the animal smells it, and the animal grunts. So it's a grunt for a grunt. Water is a certain chayfetz. An animal tastes water, sees water. It can also signal for the water, and that's really, it's translating a thing into a thing. Just like a computer, for instance, has no problem. You can program a computer to check how many objects pass by my house today. You put something that detects light, and 10 things interrupted the light circuit today, and the computer writes down 10 things. So translating physical to physical is simply from one sense to another sense. It's just like a person who could be unconscious to a large degree, and then when you prick him with a pin or something, he'll wince. His mind did not say pain, but pain is a reaction thing for a thing. A nerve got excited, the mouth grimaces. So anything which is a physical entity translated into a physical sound or whatever is not dibur at all in the sense we're talking about. But when a person comes along and he speaks about meaning, justice, selflessness, any term that describes something that is really it's a machshava. It doesn't really exist physically. That is the koyach ha-dibri, the pnimisi koyach ha-dibri. So the first step in dibur is taking ideas in the world of ideas and giving it a title, giving it a term that identifies it. And so if I've identified the word disappointed, and I've given the word disappointed, you can label many, many different things with that word. And so you have a physical word that really conveys something that's not physical. A balchai, we can detect different motions, sounds that they'll make physical to physical. They do not have the ability. And an animal can feel love. A dog will feel very positive when you show it love. The Ramban says so, and it's the Metzias. But the dog doesn't think of it in terms of that, the way the unconscious person is not thinking of his pain, where he's just kind of reacting to it. So the Koach HaDibur HaPnimi is articulating words, articulating terms that are really sort of abstract and giving it some sort of a term. It's more than just finding a word for it. It means I can recognize disappointment. There are many unhappy feelings. Disappointment is one of them. And now I can recognize, I can isolate disappointment and tag it. A child is cranky. Why? It could be he's tired. It could be he's disappointed. It could be he's upset. It could be he's been hurt. It could be anything. But he doesn't have the way to describe the specific area. Disappointment, the fact that an adult could describe a specific set of bad feelings is that koyach hadibri. Then he says, so that's what the koyach hadibri is be'etzem. Also, he says, the koyach hadibri chitzoni u'shut ferem litzoy yeitzel l'chutz davashon vavol zulosay ima derech hashayla tshuvah, the fact that I can now communicate it. Now, let's understand something about the communicating ability. It's not only that I can say it loudly enough and that someone can hear it and that's how we communicate. It means that I can come up with a term, disappointment, and that term can mean the same thing to everybody I speak to. So this it's a sort of intensification of that koach. Not only can I label something that's abstract, that's conceptual, I actually give it enough of a metzias that I can pass it around the table and make use of it. Ad shal kach hucha she metzias adiv aloshen ha nifron shesh me breishis vo yishtat fuk tzosom lik tzosom lo diaz ha shebul vovon kwa she oma la odom archelei va she man eloshen. Yoyma she kvoy hoy odom betivoy maskul o mevin laroich marche en yonim achshavah shebul leiv So it says, even if a person could be aware of different things of sichlius, still it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the ability to speak it. So he says the reason the world's called Lashon Kodesh is for this reason. I think the way we're explaining it, it also becomes extremely significant. One of the things that we is spoken a lot, discussed a lot in I don't know whether I'm not sure which branch of science, but does the vocabulary that a language possess box in your feelings and thoughts? Or do they limit your feelings and thoughts? Something that a specific language doesn't have any real vocabulary for, does it mean that I have a hard time thinking about it? It's one of the reasons why people who are bilingual will mix words in, because sometimes there's a word that doesn't have a good translation in the other language, and you keep, it's like, I was just, who was it that was saying, I was testing some kids, Zohlan Shalom Midaitoi, Midaitoi, and Shalom Midaitoi, Echoblanum Shalom Midaitoi, Zohlan Shalom Midaitoi, Echoblanum Shalom Midaitoi. So they kept translating the word das as knowledge. And I kept telling you, it's not exactly a good translation. We're talking here more about consent than knowledge. But if you're missing a certain word, you can't express it. Lashon HaKodesh is the most precise way HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. It's just like when you translate from a language to language, you ask yourself, what's the language of the author? And then you always use that as the starting point. Like, we have contracts a lot of times between multinational firms, that I think there'll be some sort of clause there that the language that will determine any disagreements is English, French, whatever they want to be the primary language. Lashon Kodesh is the primary language that Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind, and everything else is going to be an approximation of it. And he says, so a cherish is lacking in das. So he says a cherish who can't say out the words is missing the ability to pneumistic articulate it. So he seems to say it's directly. It's the reason why he can't talk is because he can't form those words. We have to go that far. We could say he doesn't have exposure to those terms, and therefore his range of words, of descriptive words, is limited. Okay, Vihine says, Mizei Yischai v'nimshach, Shem yishtamish adam b'zeh koyach b'dvorim bilti michodim elov. So let's say a person takes, so the crown of a person is his koyach hadibur, and he uses it for nonsense. Hine hechti akavona vehechti vashita, who kemeid edeshek avatzmai. It's something. It's a corruption of who he is. Vareiv kemisha nusle amelech levush malchus espoyaboy. Vilvushachamoyrus. He gives an interesting marshal. Imagine a king presents me with a suit, as whatever, and I give it and I put it onto my donkey. So I'm taking koyach hadibur, which is a koyach meant for the noblest of expressions, and I use it for nonsense. So I'm degrading something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. Kikein mishpoteish nasla tiferes haloshon lahashon chesroinim minyon v'achechim, u'drishos hachochos yamusa mikhorim elov. He gave it for a person to know and understand wisdom and to use it for what he needs to. U'mishtamish v'ledvom sheimen tell us. So either use it for things that are worthless, meaningless, or he uses it instead of developing himself ruchnias, he just uses it for his course's tightness. And that's the end of Sicha B'Teila, because the power of speech is an extraordinarily noble power. It and it's something which more than anything else sort of conveys a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's misused. Seif Dava Lamadnu Mizeh Ma'asha Yisrael Bakavana V'Hu ki chuye v'adam lishtek mikol dova, zulosi mashasav diba pnimi. Ki kasha yimashech ha-diba kech mechal ki ha-diba sh'nisku, she'im bote elas, ein ze diba evol tziftzuf. Shav lech ha-zaze. If a person uses diba for things that are not appropriate, then it does, those are screeches, they're not real speech. The kol shekei shia, he says, shav lech ha-nibnei ha-zarza sh'andol dava lo sh'adam. When you teach a parakeet to speak, you teach a parrot to speak, basically, he's debasing Lashon, because for him, it's just cute sounds that he's emitting. There's no sense of, there's no pnimius to it. So a person takes the dibur and he hollows it out, and all that he uses all that he does with it is basically Dvarim B'Teilim. Dvarim B'Teilim means they have no content whatsoever. It's interesting, the Rambam, when he speaks about dibur, he says, Roiv dibur adam should be either dibur Torah or dibur chachma. You know, the common denominator of both of these is content. So a person is using koach dibur to express content, meaning, so then it's something that's worthwhile. The kol shekein shi adibur me'oysam shi aziko v'yirei v'ashchisu b'chil zitzos adibur v'aklolos v'ashigonis dibur azdoinis. It's bad enough when it's hollowing out the dibur. It's worse when what you're using it for is the opposite of what dibur is supposed to be. The aim ball of nikar chay medab al derech emes, and somebody whose language is abusive is not a real Bal Chai Medaber. Adam is described as a Medaber. This person talks, but the talk contains the opposite of Toiv and Chachma. V'zeh Shema Shekora Chacham Mislalea Yoyra Zikim Chitzim V'mobes Kisev Seisov Chanes V'chitzim V'yad Hashem V'chitzim V'evim V'kela Lizroik Avni Negev Heina V'heina. Adam V'leach Tiyu. So, in other words, the language becomes a weapon, and which is the exact opposite of what's meant to be. Okay, the ulam Moshe Rabbeinu shol hifuk mikulam zayim zakoyach adavel adibur legamri mashedorshu chazal. So he says that the reason why Moitzi Shemra, why he's listed as a Mitzayra, he says, "Miyadua me'ma she'amru she'ech me'chashuvim meisu Mitzayra, ki ha'moitzi Shemra v'umafse zoyis ha'skul mi'chadasloi, al zeh onesh anas Mitzayras, she'bavur li'ikur ba'al avchai medaba yuchashuk meisu mukhlad." So he says, so this is the appropriate mida keneged mida. Since he destroys the nekuda that makes him a living being, Adam is described with his koach dibur dafka. B'meila, he's the one that is that b'meila he's put into a matzav of being ki'ilu meis. So his point in Dibur is the reason why Chet Yadibur so bad is because they are the highest faculty a person possesses. And I want to explain why, because people wonder when they learn the Targum, well, isn't Havana, Seichel Das, the biggest thing? So the answer is, it's not the most important part of Adam, because malachim are also baledeya. A malach understands. A malach is teifus. A behema is not teifus. Adam, a malach cannot bridge the divide and bring the world of ideas over into the olam ha'maisa. So just like a person, when a person has different feelings and he has no words for it, It's trapped in him. It's not going anyplace. I can't share it with anybody else because I haven't yet described it. So malachim are in that world. They live and feel these concepts, but they don't have kach adibur because they don't not meant to translate anything into this world. If I can give a let's give a simple mashal. Take a businessman who's been doing business for 40, 50 years, and he's very successful. And it's very clear to us that he has a very good sense, a very good business sense. There's another person who's a professor and he teaches business in college. Now, so let's take these two people. It may be very likely that this professor has never earned much more than his salary, and he doesn't really begin to have as much knowledge about business as this business guy. So why isn't this business guy giving the lectures? So if he gives enough money to university, they honor him with a big something or other. But on a regular basis, he may intuitively sense it's a good deal, it's not a good deal, but he doesn't have a vocabulary. It's not only because of vocabulary, he doesn't have the way to formulate it and make something structured out of it. He has intuition. So mitzad his perception of things, yeah, that doesn't smell right. It's not a market that I want to go into. This market is rearing, it's red hot, I'm in. Now, could you explain? No, you just got to feel it. So that's not, I mean, it means it is, he does have the intuition. He has the money to prove it. But he can't make words out of it. So forgetting even about communicating to somebody else, there's a lack of tfisa because you can't do it like that. Reb Chaim Brisker used to say that if it's missing in Hasbara, it's missing in Havana, very famously. So it's for this reason that I sense a distinction between two cases. I may sense that. But as long as it's just a sense of things, and I don't have any way to describe it in clear lines, then that's the end of Seichel and Das is Dibur, the Plimistik Dibur. So that step is the Tzuras Adam Be'etzim. And if a person takes Dibur and he talks about things in a way that's contrary to what his Plimist should be, then it's destructive, and it takes away from him Tzuras Adam. Okay, next piece is the Ben Abichaya. It says that you send out the Tzipor HaChai out on Tzuras Adam.
Can I ask if...
Yes.
Does Dibur then not just mean Dibur, but if someone has Machshava, the Dibur, is that also considered Dibur?
And yes.
There are some things that it's very hard to have a clear definition for, and it might be a felt in Asbara, but I mean in Havana, but nonetheless, like, does that mean on those things that, like, we're not using our Kolach Adam, like things, certain feelings that you can't really define, but they're very much coming from Das. So
First of all, so vis-a-vis the first question that you asked, the Maral speaks about Seichel HaYuni and Seichel HaDibri. Seichel HaYuni is the etzim conceptual sense of something. Seichel HaDibri is the ability to give words to it, even without communicating, but just think in terms rather than to think in vague feelings. There are things, so the Marshall, take something interesting. Kabbalah, it talks about things that really have no words, but without words, we're stuck. So we give them words, we lend them words, whether it's yamin and small, whether it's this or that, and that gives it enough so that I can refer to it and I can use the words in a certain way. It without anything, something that I can't put terms to it is lacking. It's not that my sense of it is wrong. It's like a businessman, but it's lacking in saying that I understand it. So long that I can't put into words, I can say I feel it, maybe, but I can't say I understand it. Okay, next piece of Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it says that on one of the two tzipoyrim, you send it out al pnei asode. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says al pnei asode derech apshata vishat tzoras ucholidovik achiyeshach amok shem v'yishu erech tzoras. It's sort of, you know, you send it away from where it shouldn't be able to spread the disease. Even though tzoras is not a disease, but al kaponim, it means it's you treat it like that. So one Indian is that it's a punishment that he was Moise Shemra, you know, he did bad to people, we sent him away. Says the kohos of Ryan the Bria are all outside the Mokim Yishuv. It's almost by definition, the kohos that are conducive to human growth and integrate the human growth are there in the Yishuv. Things that are not are out. So just like the Sur Lazozl, it says it went out because it's something which it's Tumah goes to Tumah. It's as if we're sending out their various kind of right spot, a makum gzeira. So too of here also, we're sort of sending the tzipor to the place that it belongs. So it had to go to, so it's interesting, so even though the midbar, even though the midrash was good for Azazel, it wasn't good for this. This had to be dafka al pnei asode, and it referred to some koyach parchas asode. Okay, one more piece. To have an Ezra over here. It says kisavola tzknan. You have a you have the nigei batim only at tzknan. So the Ezra says v'tam kisavola tzknan kizeh noheg be'eretz levada. So it's also part of the Milas of Eretz Yisrael because there's a Beis HaMikdash with the Shekhinah in it. So I'm not sure if that just means Stam. It's also more Kaddish because there is a Mikdash, so everything's a high Madrega. Or does it mean that there's a bias in Eretz Yisrael of a very high Madrega, specifically because Beis HaMikdash is a bias? And therefore, batim are held up by a different standard over there. I'm not sure which one he means over here. Okay, al kaponim, we'll hold it here. Next few weeks, there's not going to be a share. Next week, I'll be out of town and probably I won't be cleaning for Pesach. And then it's Leil Seder, number two, and next, Matzah Pesach, but afterwards, Yaakov will probably send around the email. We'll start again, Mr. Hashem. And what time? We'll have to figure out a time also.
Can I ask one more time about the Debra thing? One last time.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's
marvelous meshubach.
Let's say there's an Indian which is very. Someone sees it. Someone clearly, like, you know, again, to an nth degree, it would be like a nevuah. I'm saying, but I can't understand. But someone can see an idea, it's pasha to him, but it would take a very, very long time to be able to describe in words, both to someone else and even to himself. Does that mean that means that he's like not, when he understands that, that's kulo seichel, he's not acting as an adam? Meaning, does everything that someone understands have, if you really want to understand it, you have to make sure that you can explain it in words?
It's not, listen, maybe the thing itself can't be understood in words, but Adava Sholem, the Adam realizes Koach first and foremost by Koach HaDibur, his ability to bridge two worlds, take the world of ideas and concretize it, and make terms out of words out of it. A lot of times when you learn Reb Chaim, let's say Reb Chaim is Torah, you find other Achrayim before him that they sort of had the general ideas the same. In other words, they understood the chiluk being this or that, but they didn't have, it's not just the word chaloisness, they didn't have the right way to be magdir it. And if you don't have the right way to be magdir it, it's still not shalim. So there are things we don't understand. There's something we totally don't understand, sometimes we understand a bit, but we don't quite have it. But that's fine. But Adam is measured as Adam exactly in his ability to make it happen. So in as much as we make it happen, that makes us Adam. That's right, Ray.
I was like told a story I once heard again, that they say that they're a Rizal or something once had a dream or an avua, whatever you call it. And he said that it would take, to his Talmud, he said it would take me 80 years to explain what I just saw. So he never did. So Rosh Shiva is saying that of course he understood it, but he wasn't acting as with Koach Adam at that point. Is that what he's saying? I'm just trying. I mean, is it chaser in any way?
The higher part, just like let's say I see this businessman who has very good intuition. So I have to say he understands the marketplace, but his understanding is not as shalim. It's not the full understanding of a person who can actually define what it is. So many areas in Chachmas Kabbalah are just feelings. You can't quantify it. But still, that's the, you know, it's lacking. You know, it's what couldn't be explained. Maybe the Rizal could explain it, just actually to, the words needed to describe it would be ideas. I don't know. You know, I don't know the... Okay. Agutvach, Achakosho Sameach. All the best. Kol Tov.